We are beginning Masechet Shabbos on Daf Lamed Vav Amud Beis with the last four words on the Amud, Hasu Lamali. We learned yesterday in the Mishnah that on a Kira stove, food could be placed without restriction if the stove was heated by straw or stubble. However, if it was heated by olive and sesame pulp or wood, the Mishnah said, Lo Yitein. The food should not be placed there without grufa, meaning that the coals have been shoveled away, or ketuma, until they have been covered by ash to reduce their heat. Otherwise, we are afraid that shema yichata, that perhaps the person would stoke up the coals to improve the fire. We further learned in the Mishnah two disputes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai say that grufa or ketuma only helps for hot water and not for warming food, while Beis Hillel is of the opinion that it helps for food as well. A second machloikas concerns chazora, returning food removed from the stove on Shabbos. Beis Shammai's opinion is that grufa or ketuma does not work for chazora, and Beis Hillel says it does. The Gemara then had a question, whether grufa or ketuma is necessary only for chazora, but not necessary for shehiya. Shehiya means leaving the food on the kira from before Shabbos. And this would be consistent with Hananiah's opinion that a food which is kemachal ben rusoi, which is a third cooked, does not require grufa or ketuma for shehiya, because we are not afraid that the coals will be stoked to make the food cook better. Or is grufa and ketuma necessary even for shehiya, which will be consistent with the opinion of the chachamim who argue on Hananiah. So basically, the question of yesterday's Gemara was, what does the phrase in the Mishnah, begapes uve'etzim lo yiten at sheyigrof at sheyitnes eifer? What does the lo yiten mean? Does lo yiten mean you should not be machzer it? However, as far as shehi is concerned, grufa or ketuma is not required, which is Hananiah's opinion. Or does lo yiten mean that you should not be shoya, that even shehiya, even just to leave it on the kira, is prohibited unless you have grufa or ketuma? Grufa or ketuma, according to Chachamim, is necessary both by shehiya and by chazora. And the Gemara wanted to say that this question can be resolved, it would seem, from the last three halachas that are written in the Mishnah. According to the Chachamim, the last three halachas work out very well. Because first the Mishnah says that grufa or ketuma is necessary for shehiya. Then the Mishnah says the machloikas of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, that shehiya with grufa or ketuma, is that only for cham and hot water, or does it work even according to Beis Hillel for tafshil as well? That's the first machloikas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. And then the third halacha, the final halacha of the Mishnah, is telling us that there's a machloikas Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel whether grufa or ketuma works for chazora at all. Beis Shammai holds that grufa or ketuma does not work for chazora, because chazora is harder. The halachas are more severe concerning chazora, because chazora is a consideration of mechzik mevashel. It looks like you're cooking, and therefore, even according to Beis Shammai, grufa ketuma would not work. However, according to Beis Hillel, grufa ketuma will work even by chazora. So according to the Chachamim, the last three halachas of the Mishnah work out very well. But ask the Gemara, according to Hananiah, we do not understand why we need the third halacha. The first two halachas, according to Hananiah, lo yitain, which means do not make chazora unless you have grufa or ketuma. Shia, apparently the Mishnah is not speaking about, because Shia does not require, according to Hananiah, grufa or ketuma. So the first halacha is by chazora, that it requires grufa or ketuma. The second halacha is a machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, is that grufa or ketuma, does it work only for chamin, shitas Beis Shammai, or even for tafshol, which is shitas Beis Hillel? But here is where we are starting at the Gemara today. Hasu lamali, the third halacha, seems to be superfluous. Because the third halacha says what? That according to Beis Shammai, noitlin avaloi machzirin. Chazora doesn't help even with grufa or ketuma, and apparently that's speaking about a tafshil, because for cham and hot water, Beis Shammai said grufa or ketuma will work. So when it doesn't work, it means it doesn't work for tafshil. And Beis Hillel says af machzirin, that grufa or ketuma will work for chazora even by a tafshil. So that's exactly what we learned in the first two halachas. Says the Gemara, the last four words on Amid Beis, Lamed Vav Amid Beis, Hasu Lamali, according to Hananya, the third halacha of the Mishnah, the last halacha, is extra. So therefore, since I have this question, it would seem that the Mishnah follows the Chachamim, and it's a question on Hananya. We're going to have on this next Amid a few different brises where the Gemara will try to bring the proofs either to Hananya or against Hananya. This specific raya that the Gemara is bringing now is against Hananya. And the Gemara answers, and we begin Lamed Zayin Amid Aleph, Lo'ilamei Malach Lahachshir Tanan. Really, I can learn the Mishnah as Hananya would learn the Mishnah. That the Mishnah is not speaking about Shehiyah in its opening halacha, but rather it's speaking Lo'yite means that you should not return it. And you need Grufo Ketumah for Chazorah. But without Grufo Ketumah, you cannot do Chazorah. The Chesurei Mechzuri, and the Mishnah is missing words. V'hachi Tani, and this is the way we should read the Mishnah with the missing words, according to Hananya. And the Mishnah starts as follows. Kira Shesiku B'kashu V'gabava. If you heated a Kira with the straw or stubble, then Machzir Nolav Tavshol. Then you're allowed to make Chazorah of a tafshul onto the fire, because we're not afraid that he'll stoke up the coals. There are no coals from the kashin gaviva to steer up. However, begefes of eitzim, but if you are using the olive and sesame pulp or the wood, then the halach is lo yachzir. You're not allowed to return it because mechzi kimavashul. It looks like you're cooking on Shabbos. Until you do grufa, or place, grufa means that you have removed all the coals, or you have done ketuma, which is yitna sefer, you put the ashes on top of the coals to cool down the coals. If you did such an action, then we say it takes away from the problem of mechse kemavashel. Avolishois. Now these words are not in our Mishnah, these are the missing words. Avolishois, but to make shehiya, just to leave it on the stove from before Shabbos, mashin, you're allowed to leave it. Afalpi, she'ena gor ve'ena kotam. This is Hanan Yeshita, that grufa ketum is not required for shehiya, it's only required for chazora. And then the Mishnah continues, umahein mashin, and what can you leave on the fire without grufa ketuma? Then we have the machlokes, Beishamai and Beisilal. Beishamai says only hot water and not a cooked food. And Beisilal says that for Shehiya, without Grufa Ketumah, it works even for a Tavshil as well. So now we've explained the first two halachas, and then we go to the last halacha, v'ha chazorah d'amri loch, and this chazorah which I told you in the first halacha, where I told you that grufa ketumah works for chazorah, lav divrei akoli, not everybody agrees to that statement, ela machlokes beishamai beisil, in fact, it's a machlokes beishamai beisil, she beishamai oimrim noitlum v'loi machzirin, beishamai's opinion is that grufa ketumah does not work for chazorah. In other words, Shehiya, like Hananya says, doesn't require Grufa Ketumah. But Chazorah, according to Beishama, even with Grufa Ketumah, does not work. Beis Hillel, Oimrim, Af Machzirin. Beis Hillel disagrees and says that Shehiya, that Grufa Ketumah works for Chazorah as well. So, in other words, Hananya has a way of understanding our Mishnah. So it comes out, and this is the fundamental machloikis throughout this whole daf here. There's a machloikis between Hananya and the Chachamim concerning Shehiya, whether it requires Grufa or Ketumah or not. So according to Hananya, the shitas of our Mishnah are that Shehiya does not require Grufa or Ketumah, and only Chazora has a requirement of Grufa Ketumah, and Beis Shammai holds that Shehi is only limited to hot water and not a Tavshol. And by Chazora, their opinion is against Beis Hillel. They hold that Grufa Ketumah doesn't work by Chazora at all. According to the Chacham who disagree with Hananya, Shehiya is permitted only if the Kira has Grufa Ketumah. However, Beis Shammai say that is only good for hot water, and Chazor Grufa Ketumah doesn't help. Beis Hillel permits Shehiya with Grufa Ketumah, according to the Sheet of the Chachamim. And once you have Grufa Ketumah, it works even for Tavshol, and Grufa Ketumah works for Chazor as well. So basically, we have been able to learn our Mishnah both according to the Chachamim and according to Hananya. Tashema. Now the Gemara is going to bring a proof like Hananya. The Amar Rav Chalbi Amar Rav Chama Bar Gurya. Rav Chalbi said in the name of Rav Chama Bar Gurya Amar Rav in the name of Rav. Loishanu Ella Al Gabo. When is there a heter to put the food on the kira? That's only if you put it on top of the kira. Avalatoich aser, but if you put it inside the kira, it is aser. So the Gemara now has to find a case where on top is mutter and inside the stove itself is aser. So the Gemara says, this will work out very well according to Hananya. If you say the words in the Mishnah of lo yitain, means don't be machser it, and only then is it necessary to have grufa k'tuma, chazara, but shehiya does not need grufa k'tuma. So then, hayne d'shani ben toichel al gaba. As we said before, there are like words missing in the Mishnah. There's a chsure machsura. And the Mishnah was telling us in the missing words that shehiya does not require grufa k'tuma. That means that if you're leaving something on the stove from before Shabbos, you're leaving it in a stove which has coals in it. So then it's very good. On top of the stove, you can leave it fine, because shehi, according to Hananya, is mutter even without grufa k'tuma. But in the stove where you have coals, you can't do it, Rashi explains, because then you know what isser you're over on the isser of atmana. You are insulating something with burning coals, and this is a thing which is mois of hevel. It even increases the heat, and we've learned before in the Masechta that if it's mois of hevel, it's usser even to do it before Shabbos begins. So then it makes very good sense what Rav Chelboy is trying to differentiate between in the Kira or on top of the Kira. But if you're going to learn like the Chachamim, then what does Layite mean? Not only can't you return something without Grufa K'tuma, but even to leave it there from before Shabbos, you also require Grufa K'tuma. So that means Shia there also has Grufa K'tuma, which means there are also no coals there. So Mali L'toicha, Mali Al Gaba. So then what's the chilek between on top or inside? There's no hatmana inside because there's no coals. So l'chayrit is a beautiful riot to Hananya. The Gemara answers, Mi savrat Reb Chelboy Reisha Koi. Do you then think that Reb Chelboy is going on the Reisha concerning Shehiyah? No, a Seifa Koi. He's going on the Seifa concerning Chazora. What did it say in the last case of our Mishnah? Beisil Loim Beisil says Af Machzirin, that you can use Grufa K'tuma even for Chazora. The Amar Rav Chelbi Amar Rav Chama Bar Gurya Rav. On that, Rav Chelbi said in the name of Rav Chama Bar Gurya, in the name of Rav. Lo Yishanu Elo Al Gaba Avol Toich Aser. When is there a heter of Grufa K'tuma for Chazora? That's only if you put it back on top of the stove. But if you're going to put it in this stove, that would be Aser even with Grufa K'tuma. Why? Because since you're put, how does a person normally use a stove? You in those the kira, there was a hole on top, and you put it inside the kira. So if you do that on Shabbos itself, after you removed it and brought it back, that's mechsei kimavashel. That's the derech. The derech is to put it inside, and memela that they prohibited even with grufa k'tuma. If you put it on top, so you've distinguished, you've shown that I'm not putting it back the way I normally would. So then in the chanami, with the safeguard of grufa k'tuma, then it is permitted. But if you put it back inside, even with grufa k'tuma, it would not be sufficient, and it would be usher. So again, the chachamim have a way of understanding Reb Chelboy's din, and it's not a rhyme necessarily to Hananya. Continues the Gemara with another brisa. Toshima, come and learn. Beis kiras hamatima. So if we have two twin kirois, one right next to the other, they share a wall between them. Achas grufa k'tuma. One of the kirois had the safeguards of grufa k'tuma. Va'achas sheni grufa v'eni k'tuma. And one did not have grufa k'tuma. So the din is mashin al gabi grufa k'tuma ve'ein mashin al she'ein grufa ve'ein k'tuma. You could do shehiya on the one that has the safeguards of grufa k'tuma, and you cannot do shehiya on the one that does not have the safeguard of grufa and k'tuma. So without grufa k'tuma, we're saying right here, and this we'll see is the sheet of Rab Meir, that shehiya does not work without grufa and k'tuma. Uma hein mashin, and when you do shehiya, which is going back on the kira which has grufa k'tuma, where we permitted shehiya, what could you leave there from before Shabbos? Beishamai oimer v'loy klum. Reish Lakish says nothing. In other words, Reish Lakish is saying, I don't agree with that statement that Shehi is mutter with Gruf Ketuma. In fact, Gruf Ketuma doesn't even help for Shehi either. Ubeis Hillel Oimrim, no. With Gruf Ketuma, you can leave Chamen, you can leave hot water. Avaloi Tafshel, but you can't leave a Tafshel. Akar, what happens if you remove the food from the stove, from the kira, and now you want to return it? Divrei Akar lo yachzer. Everybody holds, both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel are of the opinion that lo yachzer, you're not allowed to put it back. Divrei Rabbi Meir, this is the opinion of Rabbi Meir. So if you notice, Rabbi Meir is much more chumer than what we learned in our Mishnah. And obviously, as the Gemara will explain in a few lines, Rabbi Meir can't come out like our Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, what does Rabbi Yehuda say? His opinion already fits in better into our Mishnah. First he says, Beis Shammai Yom Chamin, this is what you can do Shehi on. You could do it with hot water, Avaloi Tavshul, but not Tavshul. And Beis Hillel Oimer, Beis Hillel says Chamin V'Tavshul, which sounds very much like our Mishnah. And then continues Rabbi Yehuda, Beis Shammai Oimer Noitlon Avaloi Machzirin. Beis Shammai holds that you can take it from the Kira, but you can't put it back. Chazor is Osir, and this will be Osir even the one that has Gruf Ketuma on it, as it says in our Mishnah. Ubeis Hillel Oimer, Beis Hillel says Af Machzirin, that you could bring it back also with Gruf Ketuma, it works. So now let's analyze the Mishnah. Let's analyze this machloikis between Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda. E amrat bishlam elahashoistnan, if you're going to learn like the Chachamim, this is going to be now a question on Chananya. It would seem that this Brisa here, this Machlokes Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda, is not like Chananya. Why? Because I am at Bishlam Elashaystan, if you're going to learn in our Mishnah, that what does Lo Yitain mean? That you're not even allowed to leave it there from before Shabbos unless you have Gruf Ketuma, which is the way the Chachamim learned our Mishnah. So then, Masnisin money, who's the Mishnah going like? Rabbi Yehuda. Then it fits in beautifully with the words of Rabbi Yehuda. In other words, Shehiya helps with Gruf Ketuma. When does Shehiya help? It's a machloikis Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Is it only for Chamin or even for Tavshil? And Chazorah is another machloikis Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, whether Chazorah helps with Gruf Ketuma or not. And that's mamish identical, exactly like our Mishnah. Elo I amrat lahachzer tanan. But if you're going to learn like the way Chananya learned our Mishnah, then what does lo yitain mean? Lo yachzer, you shouldn't give it back. In other words, when does Gruf Ketuma work? By Chazora. But Shehiya doesn't even need Gruf Ketuma. So Masnisin Mani, who's our Mishnah going like? Loi Rabbi Yehuda v'loi Rabbi Meir. You can't fit in the Braisa with our Mishnah, not like Rabbi Yehuda nor like Rabbi Meir. Why? E Rabbi Meir kashel Beis Shammai b'chada ule Beis Hillel b'tarti. If the Mishnah is going like Rabbi Meir, the Mishnah doesn't work out according to Beis Shammai in one area and according to Beis Hillel in two areas. And Rashi explains that if you learn that the Mishnah is only speaking about Gruf Ketuma by Chazara. So do you remember, this is the critical point, do you remember the Chsurei Mechsuri V'Achitani, the missing words? We said that what's the case that's missing? Shehiya. And we said the Shehiya is Mutter even without Gruf Ketuma. That's Chananya Shita. So, and the Machloikis of Chamin and Tavshel of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is in what case? When there's no Gruf Ketuma. That's how we learned the Chsurei Mechsuri. So if so, it's difficult on Beis Shammai in one. Why? Because in our Mishnah, Beis Shammai said that you can be mashin chamin, even if it's not goruf. And here, what does Rav Meir say according to Beis Shammai? That even goruf, you remember Shammai said that goruf is nothing. I say you can't, Beis Shammai armen v'loi klum. You can't do shi at all. What do you mean? In the Mishnah, Beis Shammai said that you could do shi at least on chamin. So that doesn't work out with our Mishnah. Ula Beis Hillel, and according to Beis Hillel, Batarti, two things don't work out in the Mishnah. Why? Because according to the Chsuri Mechsuri, we were saying that for Shia, even without Gorvet Kotum, you know what it works on? Chamin and Tafshul. And here, what does it say in the Brisa? That by Goruf, it says only on the Kira, which has Gor Fakotim, Chamin works and not Tavshol. And by Ein Agoref, you can't be Masha anything. You can't even be Masha Chamin. By Goref, you could be Masha Chamin. And by Ein Agoref, on the two twin Kiras, one next to the other, on the Ein Agoref one, you can't put anything. And on the Goref one, you could only put Chamin. In the Mishnah, it says, Ein Agoref, you could put Chamin and Tavshil according to Beis Hillel. So that doesn't work out according to, the Mishnah doesn't work out with the Brisa. And a second problem, Ula Inyan Chazora, concerning Chazara, which is Goref, in the Mishnah it says Beis Hillel holds Machzirin, and what does it say in the Brisa? It says, according to Rab Meir, Okar Divrei HaKol Lo Yachzir, that if you took it off, you can't put it back. So Rab Meir totally does not work out with our Mishnah whatsoever. Wait a second, what about according to Rab Yehuda? So even according to Rabbi Yehuda won't work out if we go with Hananiah's way of learning the Mishnah. Why? Because according to Rabbi Yehuda we'll have still one problem. What will be the problem? Says the Gemara further, E Rabbi Yehuda, Kasha Grufa Ktuma. According to Rabbi Yehuda we'll have a difficulty with Grufa Ktuma. Explains Rashi that according, you said Pshat in the Mishnah was that it's speaking about Einai Goref by Shia. And Ein Agoref Beis Shammai permits Chamin, and Beis Hillel permits Chamin and Tavshil. And here it says on the Kira, that is not Goref Akotum, on that one, you can't do Shia at all, even according to Beis Hillel. The Ein Agoref is off the map. You can't do it at all. And you just learned before in the Chzuri Metzuri that by Einoi Goref by Shehiyah, that it is mutter according to Beis Shammai. So therefore, it does not fit in, and therefore it's difficult if you learn according to Chananya. It only works out according to the Chacham. The Gemara answers, Lo Yilam Ein Malach LaHachzir Tanan. Really, I could tell you it works out even according to Chananya. And what does Lo Yitam mean? It means don't return. What about your questions? V'tana didan sarvelak Rabbi Yehuda b'chada upolagal b'chada. So really, he goes like Rabbi Yehuda. So what did you say? If it goes like Rabbi Yehuda, I still have one problem, and the problem was that our Mishnah permits Shia by not gor v'katum for Tavshil and Chamin, and in the Brisa it said you can't put anything on the one that's not Gor V'Katim. The answer is he holds Sarva L'Kerb Yudah B'Chada, he holds like Rabbi Yudah in one din, and he doesn't hold like him in one din. What din does he hold like Rabbi Yudah? Sarva L'Kerb Yudah B'Chada B'Chamin V'Tavshil V'Noit L'Nu Machzirin. And as in the basic halachas that we mentioned in the Mishnah, he agrees with him that the Beis Hillel permits Chamin and Tavshil, and Beis Hillel even permits Machzirin to return it with Grufa Ktuma. But there's one point where he disagrees with the Brisa's version of what Rabbi Yehuda said. The Ilu Tana Didan Savra Lashois Vafel Pisha Einagar Vakatim. Our Tana according to Chananya holds that Shia works even without Grufa Ktuma. Rabbi Yehuda Savra Lashois Nami Gar Vakatim in. And Gor v'katim in Eloi loy, and Artana holds that it works even Shia without Gor v'katim, and Rabbi Yehuda holds that no, that Shehiya it's only if it has Gor v'katim, and if it doesn't have Gor v'katim, it does not work. So we were able to explain all the Mishnahs and the Brises according to both Chananya and according to the Chachamim. In fact, there's a machlokes ha'poiskim, Rashi and Tosfos Amud Beis passing like Chananya, which means Shehiya would not require Gor v'katim. And the Rif and the Rambam Paskin like the Chachamim, that means that even Shia does require Grufa Ktuma. Our ovens and ranges have a halacha of a stove that's called a Kira, not, for example, a Tanner. And the blech that we put on, so the Beis Yosef says, he Paskin like the Rif and the Rambam, so he says, I need a blech which equals Ktum. A blech is equal to putting ashes on top of the coals. So that is the concept of Ktum. And so according to the Beis Yosef, we paskin like the Chachamim, that even Shehiyah requires Gor v'Katim. So the Blech is working to allow you to do Shehiyah as a mode of Katim. And according to the Ramah, you only require Gor v'Katim by Chazorah and not by Shia. The Blech is serving as Gor v'Katim for the Halacha of Chazorah. Continues the Gemara. Iboilu, they had a question. Mahu lismoich ba could you put some food not on or in the Akira, but next to the Akira? And we're speaking about without Grufa or Ketuma. Now, according to Hananya, this wouldn't be a Shaila, because if it's cooked Kemachal B'Dusoy, even though it's partially cooked, you can even put it on top without Grufa or Ketuma, Shia, on top. So where is the Shaila? Either it's going according to Hananya when it's not Kemachal B'Dusoy, so we have a question, could you be Soymech? Or it's going by according to Hananya by Chazora, because by Chazora Hananya is moited that you need Grufa Ketuma. The question is maybe Lismoich, I don't have such an issue as I do on top or inside. And why don't I have such an issue? Because it's not as hot as something that's put on top. So maybe there the Chacham did not require the safeguard of Grufa or Ketuma. And a third way that we can have the Shaila is according to the Chachamim who disagree with Hananya, and they hold that even Shehiyah requires Grufa Ketuma. The question is, do I need Grufa Ketuma by Smicha when I put it next to the oven? So here says the Gemara to Shaila, do I say Toicha v'gaba Osir avalismich b'shapidami, that only on top or in it is Osir, but next to it there's not so much heat, and it's not the usual way of cooking, and therefore it'll be mutter without Grufa Ketuma. Maybe there's no difference whether it's on top, in, next to, you always need Grufa Ketuma. Toshima, I'll bring you a proof from the Brice that we learned before. Shtei Kirois, Hamatimois, if you have two twin Kirois, Achas Grufa Ketuma, one has Grufa Ketuma, V'achas Sheini Grufa Ketuma, and one does not have Grufa Ketuma. The din is, Mashna Gabi Grufa Ketuma, you could place something before Shabbos on the Kira that has Grufa Ketuma. V'afa, now the Gemara points out, here's the Raya. The Afa gav the kasolik lehavla meidach. There is hot heat coming in from the other one. I'm putting it on the Grufa Ketuma, but there is some heat that's affecting what I'm putting on top of the Grufa Ketuma from the one that has no Grufa Ketuma. So it comes out that I'm learning that's smicha. The Gemara is understanding that if I put it on one and it's next to the other, that's like being soymech. I'm putting it next to it, and it's not gor for katam. So I see that smicha does not require gor for katam. So the Gemara says, no raya. Maybe smicha does require gor for katam. But dil mishani hasa, maybe there it's different. The kivin de midilia, since it's placed on top of the oven that's gor for katam, shalut be'avir, there's a lot of air. In other words, I'm not getting much heat. I'm getting some heat, but I'm getting very little heat. My shal is when I place it mamish next to the kira, which is not gor for katam, I'm getting a lot of heat. Maybe over there I do require to have gor for katam. Tashma, I'll bring a different proof. I'm Rab Safra, I'm Rab Chia. Rab Safra said the name Rab Chia. Katma, what happens if somebody did ketuma? He did cover the coals with ashes. Then Nislav saw, but it flared up again. So the din is, Soim Chala, you could put something next to that kira. Umekamela, you could put something on the kira. In other words, the fact that it flared up again, but it still shows that he is not trying to, we're not worried about Shema Yechata, maybe he'll stoke up the fire, because he's done an act of ketuma, which shows that he is trying to not have anything to do with the coal. So even if it flared up again, I allow him to put something next to it, I allow him to put something on it. V'noit l'mimenu, I could take from the kira, machsirun, I could bring back to the kira. Shemami, no, I have a raya. Lismaich nami, that in order to do smicha, katma in, like katma loy. It's only mutter because he made a katma to begin with. Had he not made that katma to begin with, soymech would require grufa ketuma. So the Gemara says, Ulataimeich, according to you, noit lemimenu diktani, katmin like katmaloi, when it says that I can take from it, it's only mutter. If I have katma, how could that be? Is that possible that only katma in loikatma loy? It's certainly mutter, even if loikatma, to take from an oven on Shabbos. The question is to put back, to leave it from before Shabbos. But if it's on there, even without Grufa Ketuma, there's no iser to take from it. Ella must be Tana Noit Lemishamachzirin. It only said taking, because how do you bring something back? Only if you take from there. If I take, I can bring it back. So in other words, the halacha does not apply to Noitlin. It applies only to Machzirin. I just learned Noitlin because of Machzirin. Hachanami, Tana Saimicha Mishamachaimin. Don't bring me a proof from over there that Smicha requires Katma. Maybe Smicha does not require Katma. But it was said, Agav Mekaimin. Agav leaving it on Agav the shehiyah, I put the simchin. But the halacha is only for the shehiyah that I need grufa ketuma, not for the simchin. So Gemara says, no, that doesn't. That I don't understand what you're saying. Hachi hashda, hasam noitlin umachzir mechad makam hu. There you return something which you took from the place you took it, you return it. So I had tana noitlin mishum machzirin. Then it makes sense that the noitlin is written because of the machzirin. Elohacha, but over here, soimchin b'chad makamu u'mekaimin b'chad makamu. How could you tell me the smich is written because of the mekaimin? The smich is next to the oven, and the mekaimin is on the oven. Why would I have to write one because of the other? And if I did write one because of the other, if I did write smich also, it means that the halacha is just like it is by mekaimin. By Shehiyah, it is also by Simchin that you need Garfakatim. My Havi Allah, what in fact is the Halacha? It's not clear here how to learn the Mishnah, so does Smicha require Grufak Tum or not? Tashima, Kirishi Siku Ha, Begefsveitzim. If I used the leftovers of the sesame, or I had wood, Simchin La, Ve'emekaimen, Elim Ken Grufak Tumah. So Smicha I could do without Grufak Tumah, but I can only do Shia with Grufak Tumah, so it's a clear proof that Smicha does not require grufak tuma. Then the Brisa says another halacha: gecholim she'imemu. If the gecholim died down, or he put chaff of thin flax, that's a type of covering of the coals that's equal to ashes. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak ben Nechmani, Amar Rabbi Ishia, katma v'huvara mashin olea. That if somebody put a cover on with ashes, he did kittum, but then it flared up again, the halacha is that you can leave on the stove from before Shabbos hot things, hot tafshilim, which cook completely, hot water, chamin, and v'tafshil, and a hot food, which was completely cooked. So this shita holds that if it's not mevushel kotzarchi, Michael ben Rusoi, they hold like the Chacham, not like Hananya, that requires grufa ketuma. They also seem to hold at this point in the Gemara that if it was covered but it flared up again, it has halacha that the cover was lost. It's as if there is no cover. And the only reason that it's mutter is because it is totally cooked. If it's totally cooked, we're not worried he might stoke up the fire. So the Gemara says, if that's correct, Shema Amino, we turn now to Lamed Zayin on the base, Shema Amino, Mitztamek V'yofloi, Rashi explains, Mismait, something that, V'kovet, something that shrivels up, it dries up, and it gets smaller. So as it's stewing, this happens, like a piece of meat that stews, it gets shriveled up, but V'yofloi, it's improving. So even something that's improving, so you might think that he's suspected that Shema Yechata, he might stoke up the fire, even though it's completely cooked, it's mutter. It is permitted, because that's what you just told me, that there's no grufa ketuma here. The Gemara is trying to say it's permitted even without grufa ketuma. Even if I hold like the Chachamim that I always require grufa ketuma by Shehiyah, but by something that's completely cooked, I don't have to worry that, as Rashi explains, I don't have to worry that he's going to stoke up the fire. The Gemara says, no proof. Shiny Chachma, the Kitma. Here it's speaking about where he did do, and Rashi says, he revealed Vigoli Daite Dulei Nichale Bitsimuke. He is showing that he doesn't want it to shrivel up. He's showing he's putting ashes on the coals to cool down the coals. He doesn't want it to cook better. So maybe that's why it's mutter. But einichanami, if there was no katma at all, then the halacha would be that it would be usur, even if it's nizbashel called sarchai, it would still be usur. But over here, he did kitma. Ihachi Gemara says myla memra. So if there's katma, so what's the chiddush? Katma is always mutter. It's mutter even if it wasn't cooked completely. Kavachaymer if it was cooked completely. The Gemara says huvra itzrichlei. Had to tell me the chiddush because it flared up again. Ma the same akivin the huvra hadrul alamilsei kamaisa. I would think that since it flared up, it went back to its original status. Kamash malon. He teaches me that it did not go back to its original status. It's considered that he did a maisa of covering it, and memela it's mutter. Amar Rabbi Bar Chana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Now we're going to have three Amaroyim who say different opinions in what Rabbi Yochanan held concerning the machlokes chana. Hanani and the Chacham. The first sheet is Rabbi Bar Chana, who said, Katma v'huvara, that if he covered it up and it flared up again, Mashin olea chamin shehuchmu kol tzarchen, v'tavshu shebishu kol tzarchai, that you can do Shia with something that got cooked completely, v'afilu g'chom shereisim, and even these coals of rosem wood, which on top they don't look like they're burning, but inside they're burning very strongly, they're stronger than regular coals, even by those coals, and if they flared up, but he did a maisa to show that he is covering it up, and the mela it is mutter. Shema aminam, mitzamek v'yafaloi, mutter. So l'chari, we have a proof from here that mitzamek v'yafaloi is mutter. Now, is this sheet of Rabbi Yochanan holds that it's mutter because you have grufa and ktuma. Without grufa ktuma, it would be usser, even if it was mizbashel called tzarchai. And this shita holds, Rabbi Yochanan holds like the chachamim, not like Chananya. Chananya is matter, even something which is a machal ben drusoi, without grufa uktuma. This shita does not hold like that. But this shita holds that mitstamek v'yafaloi, that if it's mitstamek v'yafaloi, then it is mutter, even if you don't have grufuk tuma. L'chayr, we have a proof from here, to our shiloh before, that although normally without grufuk tuma, we pass like the chachamim, not like Hananya, that shia requires grufuk tuma, but if it's mitstamek v'yafaloi without grufuk tuma, it would be mutter. The Gemara says, no, it's no proof. Shani hacha, the kitma. It's here he put the, originally put the cover on. Ihachi ma'ala memer, what's the chiddish? Hover it, tzuchlei. The chiddish is, even though it inflamed up again. Hai nahach, you just said that chiddish in the Gemara before. The Gemara answers, gecholm shal reisim et tzuchlei. The chiddish is, these hot coals, that even those, if they flame up, it's still considered a kittim, and it is mutter. But you have no raya, that mitztamek v'yofle is mutter even without grufuk tuma. Now we have the second opinion in Rabbi Yochanan. Amar Rab Sheshes, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Kirish esiku begefes v'eitzim. A kira that you fired up with gefes and eitzim. Mashna lechamen shaloi huchma kol tzarchan. V'tavshel shaloi bishel kol tzarchai. You're allowed to put on it shehiya, even things that were not completely cooked. And I was like, Machel ben Rasoi. Here, Rav Sheshes holds, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that he passes like Chananya. Ad shalai bishul kol tzarchai akar, but what happens if you took it off the fire? Lo yatsu, you can't put it back. Ad sheyigraf ayat sheyitin efer, until you do grufuk tuvik. Savar, what is this sheet in Rabbi Yochanan hold? Masnisin lahachser tnan. Our Mishnah says lo yite means lahachser, that you can't do chazor unless you have grufuk tuma. Aval lishayis, there we say like Chananya, that mashin afal pishayna gorf ayna kotum, that you can do shia even if you don't have grufuk tuma. So this sheet of Rabbi Yochanan is like Chananya. Omer Rava, Rava said tarvayu tnoi. He says, I don't understand why Rav Sheshes had to tell me this. We learned both of these dinim already before. And as the Tosfos later explains, that the Rav is definitely passing like Chananya. This is one of the sources that Rashi and Tosfos have, that the Psak Halach is like Chananya. Rav is saying to Rav Sheshes, Avada, there's a Stam Mishnah that goes like Chananya. And also, Ligabi Chazor, that Gor for Kotem helps. We learned that Beferish. Why? Lishay Snina, we learned before in Daf Yotes Amid Beis, Ein Noisnes Apas Betoch Atanur. Now here we're talking not about a Kira, we're talking about a Tanur. A Tanur, even if you do grufuk tuma, the Gemara later says, has halacha like it's not gor v'katum, because the heat by a taner is so strong that gor v'katum doesn't work. So you cannot put a pas in a taner im chashech before dark, v'loi charora not a kukki al gabi cholim, on coals, elikadeshi yikru mupana, unless there's a crust. Now the crust is equal to Michael ben Drusoi. But if there was a crust, if it was kemachal ben drusoi, then it's mutter to put it into a tanner, even though you don't have grufuk tuma, and even though the person wants the challah to bake further. So the chayra, it should be usher. Yet we're saying it's mutter. Why is it mutter? Because we pasken like Chananya, that shehiya works even without grufuk tuma, as long as kemachal ben drusoi, which is karmu panel. So we learned the halacha of Chananya. Befer and a stam mishnah lahachser nami tanina. We also learned that out of the lacha beis hill loimrim in our mishnah on lamed vav and beis af machzirin vaad kan loy kashar beis hill el begrufuk tuma avu b'she'ena grufuk tuma loy. In other words, the whole machloik is beis shami and beis hill. The last case of our mishnah is only by chazora. In what case of grufuk tuma? So even beis hill was mater chazora. It's only with grufuk tuma. So what are you teaching me, Rav Sheshes? We learned all this beferish already. The Gemara answers, Rav Sheshes nami diyuk de masnisa kamashwan. There's a diyuk of the mishnah on yitosam. Beis, which I wouldn't necessarily make unless Rav Sheshes taught it to us. The Mishnah says you shouldn't leave it in the oven before Shabbos unless it gets Korma Panel. He wanted to just speak out, but let's deduce from that clearly that what? That if there is Grufa Ktuma, then it's Taka Mutter, even though if it's Korma Panel, it's Mutter, even in a Tanner, even though a Tanner does not have Alach of Grufa Ktuma. Grufa Ktuma doesn't work in a Tanner, and yet it's Mutter. The answer is, because you're passing on Chananya, that Shia does not require Grufa Ktuma. I'm Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yehuda, I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Now, Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yehuda said, and then Rabbi Yochanan, a third Shita. And Rabbi Yochanan, in the third Shita, holds like the Chachamim, that you require Grufa Ktuma by Shia as well. But he's going to be matter by bushel kol tzarchoi kirish esiku begevsev. It's a mashin, the girsa of the Bach is mashin olav chamin shehuchmu kol tzarchoi v'tavshel shabishel kol tzarchoi v'afilu mitzdamek v'yafaloi. So I hold like the Chachamim, not like Chananya. However, when it's mitzdamek v'yafaloi, it's mutter even without gor v'katum. Amalei ahumid rabban l'rav Shmuel bar Yehuda. So one of the Chachamim said to Shmuel bar Yehuda, ha'rav Shmuel d'amr t'vayim mitzdamek v'yafaloi osir. How could you say according to the Chachamim who argue on Chananya that mitzdamek v'yafaloi is mutter, they befer said it's osir. Amalei ought to less on the yada. You think I don't know that the Rav and Shmuel said it's osir? The Amr Rabbi Yosef, Amr Rabbi Yehuda, Amr Shmuel, Mitzdamek, in the name of Shmuel, Mitzdamek V'yavaloi Aser. I knew that. Ki kamin loch, when did I say it? The Rabbi Yochanan kamina. I was trying to give you a third opinion in Rabbi Yochanan. From all these Amoroim that we learned on our Amid today, I'm giving you a third shot that I hold like the Chachamim, says Rabbi Yochanan, but I'm matur by Mitzdamek V'yavaloi. In other words, Rabbi Yochanan is disagreeing with Rav Shmuel. Amalei Rav Ukva, Mimeshna, Rav Ashi, Atam, the Makarvitsu, Rav Shmuel, you live in Bavel near Rav Shmuel, Avidik Rav Shmuel, you have to be Noilik Rav Shmuel. That if we pass them like the Chachamim, it's Aser, even by Mitzdamek, by Bisr called Tzarchai. Anan, Us, Navik, Rabbi Yochanan. But we're going to pass them like Rabbi Yochanan, that according to the Chachamim, although you always require Shia, Grufuk, Tuma, but Mitzdamek, V'yafloi, Bisr called Tzarchai is Mutter. Amalei Abayla, Rabbi Yosef, Ma'u Lishais. What is the din of Shia? So it's not clear what Ishaila is. Tosfos explains that either Ishaila is by Eina Grufa, and it's not Bisr called Tzarchai, do we pasken like Chananya, or do we pasken like the Chachamim? Or his shaila is, according to the Chachamim, if you pasken like them, by Mitznamek V'yafaloi, could you do Shehiyah or not? Amalei, Harav Yehuda, Mashalei. I know that Rabbi Yehuda did do Shia. V'ochla, and he ate. Amalei, Barminate Rabbi Yehuda. Forget about Rabbi Yehuda. Kivin the Mesukenu, he was a Chayla Sheish by Sakana. Rashi said he had to have sweet food, and the sweet food could only come through it being cooked well, and we would be allowed to do it for him even on Shabbos itself. My shiloh was not a cholish esh b'sakon on Shabbos. Leave a lochmai. What's it then? You and I, who are healthy people, can we do it? Amalei b'sura mashu. In sura, they used to leave it without. Let's say if the shiloh is, do we pass like Chananya or the Chachamim? Without grufuk tuma, they did shehiyah. How do I know? The Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, who came from sura, more de'ovde, he was a bala boss over his actions. Rashi says he was a medaktik b'maitzav. In other words, he did everything according to Allah. Have it. He used to leave it. And he would eat it. Rav Ashi, Imna Kamed Rav Huna, was standing in front of Rav Huna, and they left over for him. Vishon lay kiss of the harsan, a hash made of fish and flour and oil. Va'achol, and he ate it. V'lo yadana, I don't know. Im shum de k'sover mitzamek v'yafle mutter. Is it because he holds mitzamek v'yafle is mutter? Oy, mishum, the kivin, the ispe micha, since it has flour in it, it's not mitzamek v'yafloi. In fact, it's mitzamek v'raloi. So he's certainly not going to stoke up the fire if it makes the michael worse. So I don't know why he was matrit. Amar Rav Nachman, mitzamek v'yafloi. Usher, here's the rule. Mitzdamek v'yafloi is usher, mitzdamek v'raloi is mutter. Klola de milsa. Kol de ispe, micha, whatever has flour, mitzdamek v'raloi. It is a case of mitzdamek v'raloi. Labar mitavsh de lifta. Except for food from turnips. The afal gav de ispe, micha, even though it has flour, mitzdamek v'yafloi, it is a good dish. And the more it cooks, it's better. V'hani mili de ispe besor, that's only if it has meat. Avales pe besor, if it doesn't have meat, mitzdamek v'raloi hu. It is mitzdamek v'raloi hu. The ispe besor, even if it has meat nami loy amor, and when do we say it's mistamik v'toiv loy ela deloy kaboy loy larchen, he doesn't need it for guests. Ava kaboy loy larchen, if he needs it for guests, he doesn't want, Rashi explains, he doesn't want to give him up a shriveled piece of meat, so then it happens he wants a bigger piece of meat, it remains mistamik v'raloy. Lifta, if he has a dish of figs or dice of cereal v'tamri or dates, that remains mistamik v'raloy. So although according to Hananya the Mefarshim explained this whole end of the Gemara is not Negeya, because according to him, by Shehiya, if it's Machal Ben Derisoi, it doesn't make a difference, it's Mutter, you don't need Grufa Ktuma, and for Chazorah, if you don't have Grufa Ktuma, it doesn't help, even if it's Mitzamek V'Raloi. So according to Hananya, there's no difference to Allah if something of food is Mitzamek V'Yafloi or it's not Mitzamek V'Yafloi, but there will be a difference according to those who Paskin like the Chachamim, the Rif and the Rambam. So all people have to go with, according to them, that Shehiya requires Grufa Ktuma, but if it's Mitzamek V'Raloi, then it won't require Grufa Ktuma. He's not going to stoke up the fire if it makes it worse. So according to the Rif and the Rambam, the Shaila would be for all people. If you learn that the Psak is like Hananya, the Shaila could also be according to those people who lived in Bovel, that we learned before, they have to be knowing, like Rav Shmuel, and therefore it will be enough committed to them to know whether a food is mitzvah v'yafloi or mitzvah v'raloi, whether it will require grufa or tumor or not.